Yeah, no, we won't laugh. We'll keep it.
Don't make her know.
No.
Stealth.
Yeah, we got
to
be
like, you want the good shit. I'm going to try my hardest not to laugh. It's going to be hard, so don't make me laugh.
Okay.
I'm going to try not to look at you guys because I'm going to laugh. What is I don't know what to say to her.
Sexy-ass voice and shit.
I don't.
We'll be all right with her. Or we'll follow the rules.
Mind voice.
We will follow the rules,
deep
dude.
Deep man voice.
We're going to find out who this Coco is. Mike's been texting her.
Coco.
How long you been texting with Coco? 4 weeks?
Almost a month now.
A month.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I've been gone
for 2. I'm about to unhook whatever she's trying to throw my way because I'm going to catch this prankster. Think you're going to get me. You're wrong.
Catch this prankster.
Watch. Oh, shit. That's what's up, bro.
It's only fitting that we got Battle's verse from Cool White Boy playing while we're doing this shit.
The moon was definitely round last night. That's what I'm gonna say.
What's up, everybody? Yeah.
How are you this morning? Rise to the occasion.
Rise to the occasion, lady.
Very special occasion.
St. Patty's Day, motherfuckers. Let's see.
There you go. We got it. Welcome to the Daily Addict, everybody. Yeah. Yo.
What up?
What up?
What's going on?
Welcome to the Daily Addict. It's your boy, Tim. Accompanied with me today is, you know who, Mike and Dave. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Oh, you know.
We fishing.
We got the reel out, trolling in the boat.
Yeah, we've been doing some catfish hunting.
Catfish.
We're gonna find out today if Coco is real or not.
Yo, I'm done.
Are we gonna do it?
I'm hoping. I threw the line out there. Let's see if Jaws bites. Huh?
Jaws.
I got a fucking feeling it might. I'm done playing games. Trying to swindle or scam me.
We need to find out who this dude is.
That's what I'm saying. So I can get down there and beat that ass. I'm serious. If it's a Hindu or a goddamn weird motherfucking dude, dork in a closet somewhere on the internet trying to take my shit, I'll pound the shit out of you. I'll find you like Batman, motherfucker.
That all could sound sexual, dude.
That's right.
That's right.
I'll find you, motherfucker.
And I'll pound you in the back.
Pound you.
Damn, Mike.
We don't condone that kind of violence.
No.
I'm just fucking with you though, but yeah, no, dude. Yeah, they're probably in a third world country.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, they probably got their shit, you know.
About to catch this motherfucker. Or
1%, it's Coco.
Oh, you're mad, dude. You know how much of an egg's gonna crack on my forehead if I see that this is real and I look like an idiot being a jerk to some innocent person who just randomly.
You're not gonna be a jerk to her.
Met me on a text message for a bitch named Clara from Michigan.
I know, dude. Claire, I think they just looked up a spot in Michigan and was like, go Claire, Michigan. Let's do that. Yeah. But anyways, welcome to the Daily Addict. We got a lot to talk about today. Thank you for everybody that's following and commenting. We've been absent for a week. It's like during spring break time. So like we're vacationing and shit, dude. That's how we do, man. We fucking do our thing. Dave, how was Florida? Was it good?
It was good, man. Warm, hot.
Medical marijuana down in Florida there. They got in it. You pick up any extra treats down there while you were down there?
I picked up that right there.
You're close to Columbia in Florida, closer than Michigan to Columbia. You're close.
That's true.
So you got that connection going.
Cuban.
Did you walk the beach?
No, I didn't go to no beach, man.
No beaches?
No,
walking beaches, man. He rides alligators and shit. He likes to go
wrestle
to
wrestle any. Just get to feed.
No,
any?
We didn't. We didn't go to the Gator World this time. But
God damn,
I seen some.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's what we like to do.
You and the old lady find time to sneak off in the Glades and fuck?
Yeah, Dave, tell us. I mean, did you get to sneak off in the Glades?
I mean, it's no cocoa,
we were,
but, you know.
We were not close to the Glades.
But they were close to something, somewhere.
The sheets.
The sheets.
Like, hell no, got all the kids, man. You can never do that shit.
No, the kids. One of the kids slept with us, so.
Yeah, that makes that impossible. Kind of. I mean.
I mean, there's ways around it.
Yeah, yeah. Just hold, you lay on your back.
I didn't tell you. My mom went too, so. My mom was there too, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Family event.
Yeah.
Yeah. No mojo. Trails and sunshine. Was the weather perfect the whole time?
It was. There was like one day it kind of rained off and on, but yeah. it was nice.
Awesome. Yeah. That's what counts. That's good.
And we went to Aquatica. We got ourselves a little cabana.
That's cool.
That's the shit right there. Nobody fucks with you. You get your own cabana, your own fridge.
I'd rather have my own little.
That was like $250
yeah,
though.
That's always good.
$250 for the day, but.
That ain't shit.
Nah.
Think about it for the convenience. And
right,
the
exactly.
Privacy.
You don't have to use lockers and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, share nothing with this motherfucker over here with the weird ass corn chip toenails walking around. Fuck that.
Somebody likes those
Somebody does. Somebody has to cut them too.
Somebody's like going on OnlyFans looking for that shit.
Man, I'll tell you what. Business is booming probably on that
shit. With those nasty ass toenails.
So many people doing things like that.
So we got some I took these Zyn things. I guess these are a big deal, man. My daughter was telling me Zinnies and Zyn. They got like nicknames for it. I smoke cigars and shit, so I don't do a lot of nicotine, but these little things, man, they're powerful. They're powerful, man. Mm. And of course, caffeine. I did take Dave brought me a treat. We all smoked this. This is a THCA and mushroom extract.
Mm-hmm.
See if you could see that. Yeah. Did you get that at like a smoke shop or like,
yeah,
like a smoke shop in Georgia, man? That's how they get down. They skipped right over weed and went right to smokable mushrooms. Like, what the fuck, dude? Thank you. Thank you for bringing a present. You always bring us a present back.
I hope you enjoy it, man.
I do, man. I remember you brought me those gummies the one time, and you're like, oh, they're Delta 8 gummies, dude. They're light or whatever, and I took one, and then I went into a fucking meeting that I had.
Dude, I took the whole package because I didn't know.
Dude, you're always over toasted.
I was fucking, my kids still tease me to this day because I went grocery shopping, and I woke them up for the morning. And they always say, you woke me up high. I'm like, okay. I mean, you went grocery shopping high. I mean,
I love grocery shopping high. I love grocery shopping with a buzz. Like, if I get, like, a good, like, you know, take a couple shots of liquor, do some crazy shit, smoke a joint. I love going to the grocery store. It's one of my favorite things to do. I don't know why, but it is. It seems like it's a lot faster and not as annoying.
I would say whatever delta that is, that shit don't make you as paranoid, though. That's what I kind of like.
As long as that doesn't happen, and I don't think it is, it would have happened already.
I miss some things about COVID at the grocery store, man. I ain't going to lie. Like when people just stayed the fuck away from you and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Because I used to get a lot of fucking people. I always get the short people like, can you get that off the, you know, reach that mashed potatoes for me? And I don't really mind that, but I'm going to start asking short people to grab the cans off the bottom rack because I don't like bending down for that shit. You know, I'm going to find the shortest person in the grocery store and be like, hey, there's a can of yams on the bottom shelf.
Can you get those?
Could you please grab that for me, please? Two of them.
Then look at it and give it back to him and say, hey, put these back.
Please.
I really didn't want those fucking yams.
I like to help people out that are vertically challenged.
I love it. I love pulling something off to show them that I can do it and then give it to them and look down on them like, oh, here you go, you little motherfucker. Have fun. You know? On with your day.
Are we going to, like, do this? Are we going to do this cocoa thing, man?
Ma'am.
Let's read some.
Waiting, man.
Well, hold on. Before we, let's set this
I'm
up.
Just
if you're
to see
if you're
this
just
thing
listening,
is real. It ain't even real. It ain't responding.
If you're listening to this episode for the first time, we have an ongoing saga here.
Jeez, I'm gonna throw it right back.
Mike has been contacted by a Chinese woman he doesn't know that's been flaunting her wealth and her breasts and her lifestyle of rich and fame. She has a Bentley. She's a financial advisor.
She made $20,000 in 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
She bought an Afghan Turkish hands woven rug at an auction in Miami for $21,000, which is exactly 1 month's salary, she made sure to tell me.
Yes. So it's.
Get the fuck out
of here. She's setting you up for the old. She's right. Giving you the old setup, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Now I need your $21,000 so I can make good investment for our future.
That's what she said? That's her text?
That's the vibe. It's like, get the fuck out of here. I don't know you from shit.
Damn, dude.
This is kind of, yeah, look, it's a little bit weird. Like,
you're married to Henry.
No, it's kind of weird. Like, who's got access to my personal shit? Like, I'm kind of frightened in a way. Like, is this a fucking setup from some Chinese government?
Dude, I think you should.
CCP's on you, dude? You're fucked. What if? We're fucked. President Xi is coming to your house. Z?
I don't know how to say. I'm not going to try. Okay, so here we go. All right. I don't even know where to begin with this.
Just start at the beginning. Dude. Just give us like maybe the first five texts. But these are the first five or six texts between you guys.
Very first, please.
So it started on my actual text message. Where is this shit?
Where's Hannah? Where's Cookie? Coco.
Crazy.
Crazy Coco. That's fitting.
So, like, randomly, mid-evening, I get a freaking text. It's me, Hannah. Don't you remember me? With a picture of her. Just sitting there, looking normal. Whatever. Chinese lady. I'm like, no, I do not. Refresh my memory, please, because I don't know you. I've been getting weird-ass calls for a dude named Brandon and a bunch of other shit because Verizon sold me a fucking line that somebody else had when I got this phone. So some dude named Brandon had this, so I get all kinds of bill collectors for Brandon and buddies texting.
Just pay them bills.
Brandon, pay your fucking bills, bro.
I don't get it, bro. Do something. Get your shit off my line.
Finally. Or you can just pay it for him.
No.
As a gesture of.
Well, anyway, aren't you Clara from Michigan? And I'm like, no. I'm Mike from Michigan. Maybe my number has been changed. That's what I wrote. OMG, I'm really sorry, Mike. I hope you aren't upset to me. I'm like, no. Then the next day, life goes on, right? Next day, I get a random-ass text. Good morning, Mike. I'm like, wink, wink, wink. Like, what the fuck? You know, so I'm like, well, you know me. Good morning. Because I'm a crazy motherfucker. How's the weather there? I go, LOL, it's snowing and cold because that's what the shit is here when I'm right now. How about you? I'm currently living in Miami. It's mostly cloudy in my place, she says. I said, Miami, wow, that's amazing. You ever been there, she says. I said, yeah, I was there in 2022. And she's like, then starts throwing this bullshit. Mike, you see friendly and mature. Can I see your picture if you want? And then it's LOL from a...
Reel him in.
Yeah. She had a hook out there, right? I'm like, man, what is this shit? You're very dignified and manly. I think your beard suits you better. How old are you? I'm 33, old girl and single. I'm like, man, whatever, thanks. I'm old. So I told her my age, and I'm old. Wow, you look younger. I don't mean to throw that out there, but that's kind of the way it sounds in my fucking head when I read this shit, motherfuckers. Deal with it. That's me. I said, everybody tells me that. Laugh, laugh. She says, I'm no young. I actually always like to take care of my body and skin. What do you do for living?
Right away, she wants to know.
I'm working as a financial manager last 5 years. So then I tell her some bullshit because I'm not telling her my real life.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. You have good job. I told her I'm in the sales and marketing in the canna industry. You know, whatever.
You, well, you are.
I am.
So you told her. You told her, actually.
Tell her what I do. You know what I mean? You have a job, but I'm sorry about life. I'm also single. And I've never been married.
That's
and
number
like,
two. She's single.
Yeah, I know.
Probably
crazy,
a virgin,
dude.
Too.
Mm. Yeah. So it goes on and on, dude. I'm not. This is like over a couple of days here because I don't respond. And she's like giving me her Telegram. And I'm like, this is bullshit because I've heard so much about this Telegram. People use it for a bunch of bullshit.
So did you go to Telegram?
And you know I did. Just because the fish, you know, let's see what this little fish is trying to bite. Maybe I can, you know, catch a fucking buck off of this rich one. So the Telegram thing goes on. And next
so right now,
know,
this is like a bait that is irresistible to you. This is like getting a big, fat,
right now,
juicy worm on the hook and just like and putting it right down in the trout pond.
Look,
and then you're just kind of swimming around this fucking big ass night crawler thinking, I'm hungry, but I know if I eat it, I'm never eating again.
I am a fucking shark. And a shark eats more than one little worm, okay?
I got you.
So I'm not trying to just bite this worm.
So you like
I'm
all the
I'm smelling
worms.
The blood in the water. I'm sniffing around. But I'm also watching my motherfucking back for the fucking little boat full of goddamn bastards above me with the spear harpoons trying to kill the sharks.
You gotcha. Know? Smart.
That's her. Or it. So
well,
anyway,
it could be a he. It could be a he.
That's why I said it. Who knows? It could be AI. So
that
anyway,
would be a trip. That would be a trip if it's
her
AI.
At the gym, and it's real video of the same photo. Her in her car. She just showed me her car is a Bentley. She bought an Afghan rug and showed me the video. And it is like in America, it's a bunch of people. It's not like, you know.
Is it Chinese billboards?
She wanted to see the concert. Or whatever, I sent her a picture of the Pantera banner, and I know you don't know what that is, lady. You know, you're talking about anime, sleeping with a giant purple rabbit with a diamond-encrusted headboard. Get the fuck out of here. Look at me. You know?
I love it.
It's almost legendary.
It's very legendary.
It's gonna be when we crack this case, dude.
I'm waiting for her to respond because you guys are like hounding on me.
You might.
You know,
we're gonna crack. We're gonna crack this case. We're gonna report it to Homeland Security.
No reply. No response yet. You would think if she was that, like, why you didn't get hold of me last night? Listen to this shit. Last night. Good night. Watching the moon in the night sky become rounder and rounder. I hope your dreams will be as perfect as the moon. Who the fuck ever tells Mikey Much that shit at night?
Coco.
Never had a woman or anyone
Coco.
Wish me a well evening in that manner. It's so fucking weird.
That's what they, that's the Asian, that's
I know,
the way they
it's
talk
like a
sometimes.
Fortune fucking cookie.
They talk like, well, maybe it's not. See, that almost.
And I feel bad, because what if it's real? And this lady is looking for love in all the wrong places. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if it's real, we can always, we can set up a little love connection, man.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
On one of the shows. It was successful.
I'm kind of hoping that it is real in a way.
So do I,
yeah. That would be a sweet story, dude. It'd be like, that. And believe
a
it.
Sweet
it would,
story.
It would
man,
be a sweet story.
That.
Check it out, because it's not, it wouldn't even be the first people we hooked up on the Daily Attic. We actually hooked up other people on the Daily Attic on our live show. We hooked up Pink Squirrel and our boy Rick.
Don't know what you're talking.
Oh, he knows what I'm talking about.
I know, man.
Yeah, you'd have to go back. I think it's 109. But yeah. Look. So we're used to this. So yeah, I mean, hopefully it is. I think it's definitely.
I sent it out just a minute ago, fellas. I'm just waiting to see if it.
So if that happens,
it's fake.
We'll cut in. We'll cut in live.
I'll let you know.
Or we'll go next
now.
Episode or whatever. Yeah. But we'll make sure it happens.
So that's what's going on with that shit.
So hot in the news, man. This is something that is very funny to me, and actually, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. This is why is it showing infinite like that?
I don't know what you got going on.
Why is it
here?
Doing that?
I think she hacked our internet right now.
I think she did. It's going over and over. Yeah, I can't show the story.
That's fucked up.
It is. Oh, it's because I got this on here. I got to have this on here. There we go. Sorry about that. So this, I don't know if you guys heard this. This is fresh in the news, guys. This is the vice president.
Fat Joe.
Kamala Harris had Fat Joe, picked Fat Joe the rapper as the mediator for a group that she's putting together to talk about descheduling marijuana and what to do about cannabis.
Why not like Snoop Dogg or something, man? He seems like the right candidate. He just fucking smokes.
I think it's a fucking joke, actually, myself. So let me go on and just read some of this real quick. I think it's an absolute joke. Kamala Harris on Friday plans to gather rapper Fat Joe and several people pardoned by the Biden administration for marijuana-related convictions for a White House public discussion about criminal justice reform. And you know what's funny, dude? The criminal justice reform that they're doing is all the shit that Joe Biden put in the 1994 crime bill that he was the head of the Senate and got together with fucking Bill Clinton and made the harshest criminal laws against drugs, against minorities in the history of the country. So it's fitting that they're back in that his White House talking about this. You tell I'm emotionally charged about this, but, the meeting comes as Harris, a Democrat, they had to say that, is tasked with convincing people of color and young voters to give Joe Biden her second four-term amid fears that voters dissatisfied with the sluggish policy reforms may sit out.
How much are they paying you, Joe?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You can't be logically loving Joe Biden in office still. Come on, man.
So this is some interesting stuff that comes on here, too, is the United States jails more than any other country. 1 in 5 of those 1.9 million people are behind bars for drug-related offenses. Black and Latino are disproportionately incarcerated, while drug law reform has been the broadest support amongst young voters. So we are on the forefront of this shit. We've been talking about drug law reform for fucking 5 years. Like, these candidates are way late to the party. This is stupid. We're the only free country that are imprisoning people for simply using drugs and buying and selling drugs. That 100 years ago, you could walk in and get cocaine fucking cough drops or whatever. It was just the way it was, and people didn't abuse it the way they do now. It's a fucking joke, dude.
You get it on Fridays.
They give drugs to the soldiers in Vietnam.
Keep them hard and killing.
So Biden, who is sometimes disappointed activists, that's kind of,
well, understand.
With conservative views about narcotics use, has been nothing less proposed to easing the treatment of psychoactive plant under the federal law and has pardoned thousands of convictions of mere possession of the drug. See, now that is false. That is false, because the people that are in federal prison for actual possession of marijuana is very small. Most of them are in there for trafficking, for selling, for having a drug house. And what about all the motherfuckers in prison for tax evasion because they were selling drugs too? That's another thing. That's how they usually get drug dealers is with tax evasion. They don't even get them. That's how they got Al Capone. Mm-hmm. They get them with tax evasion because, believe it or not, the IRS has a question that you have to answer on your tax forms that says, it's actually a statement, you must report all income, legal or illegal. So if you got your income through theft, if you got your income through drug sales, you're supposed to report that income.
That's what I always said, man, and that they could never bust you for that then. Just pay your taxes on your fucking weed. I can't get you for tax evasion.
No.
I want to go. So this story is actually talking about before.
Did she hit you up?
No.
Oh, man.
Trying to make more of that. You'll see.
This story is actually talking about more about before they met, but they actually met, you guys. That's the thing is.
That's crazy.
And they actually did. It is so cringy, dude. They did some videos together.
Fat Joe and
Kamala Harris did some fucking, they did some reels together. They did some, Instagram posts together, and it is actually fucking cringy, dude. He's like, hey, I'm Fat Joe. Yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah, California in the house, got Kamala Harris over here. I'm not even fucking shitting you, dude. And she's like, yeah. She calls out a radio station in California that's popular. And he's like, man, if I was on that radio station, man, you get big time. And they're talking about that for like the first minute. And then all of a sudden they break into, yeah, Fat Joe's going to help us understand and help us communicate our views. And it's like, you've had 4 fucking years to do this.
Now, Fat
why
Joe
are you waiting
rescue.
Now? You know what? It pisses me off even more that they're pandering for fucking votes.
That's what it is. They think that they're going to use Joe as a post to attract all the urban vote over there.
You know what, Joe? Fat Joe anymore. I'm not a huge fan of Fat Joe. I
like watching some of his shorts and stuff like that online. I do fuck with him a little bit, but I think he's getting a payday or something. I don't think he's just doing this because he really believes this shit. Because we've had 4 years of nonsense right now, and everybody is fucking sick of it. You know, when you get everybody sick of it, there comes a point. Kamala Harris, I'm sorry.
She locked up as a prosecutor in California. She locked up thousands.
And now you're going to try to act like you're here to save.
And she keeps saying, people shouldn't be in jail for weed. And
liar.
She keeps saying weed.
But I locked half of them up.
Yeah. I held the axe that chopped off your head.
We see right through your stupid plan. And yes. Fat Joe,
come on.
I'm not a huge fan. But I will tell you, dude, you are making a colossal mistake. You are making a colossal mistake, Fat Joe. Get away from this. Activate. And I know you're trying to be an activist for healthcare and stuff, and God bless you for that.
Yeah,
but this is the wrong. You're beating up the wrong tree, man, because they don't really want drugs legal, dude. If they wanted drugs legal, they would have looked at this a long time ago. They want to have control over the criminal aspect of our country because they right now. You can make more selling drugs than working a job. And guess what? It still ain't going to pay the bills. So people ain't going to quit dealing drugs, man. Get over it.
I didn't know Don Cartagena worked with the government on anything. You know what I mean?
I tell you what, I scrolled through the comments. Doesn't look good. Doesn't look like a good move, Fat Joe. Doesn't look like a good move.
He's going to catch some heat, probably.
Oh, he's already catching heat.
And this is the first I heard of that shit, man.
And rightfully so.
That's how good it's working, because I haven't heard of it before this. Working good.
Do me a favor, everybody. Go look at the video. Watch the video of this conference in the aftermath, and it is cringeworthy. It is cringeworthy news, man. And the only reason I'm covering is because it's a joke, man. This administration has been a joke on the war on drugs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they want that. They want people to, you know, to be scared. You know, it just creates a whole level of fear when you're just, you know, a user. You know, you're just recreationally using drugs. Like for myself, I'm in Michigan. Luckily, the states had the balls to defy this federal government and say, we're going to vote this because it makes sense. But then when I drive through Wisconsin, there's still zero policy. I could go to jail or prison through Wisconsin if I have my medicine with me. So it's
if you put that shit in your prison wallet.
Your prison wallet. I forgot about that. That's a good one.
How you're supposed to try.
Yay!
Yeah, that's fucking great. All right, next story here. We got Oregon, Oregon is famous for trying to take a different approach to the war on drugs because they have so many overdoses. They have so many users. Their popular cities are filled with homeless people that are using drugs. So they're trying to curb that, and they're trying to restart it. And they did a radical 3-year experiment and drug decriminalization, and it's poised to end because I feel they didn't do it right. But this story's already been covered. We've already covered this story. But what I found weird about, like, the Rolling Stone is publishing it. So the Rolling Stone has become, you know, not as good. Let's just say Rolling Stone don't roll as hard as they did back when they got started.
Don't even get me going on their fucked up magazine.
Oh, dude.
I accidentally subscribed to it over the summer, the past summer.
Yeah.
Through FYE or the store in the mall. I had my kid in there and she buys the anime shit. So I have their little discount card or whatever because she gets shit there. And, somehow I fucking signed up for the trial of fucking Rolling Stone. So I was getting these fucking big ass magazines in my mail, man, Rolling Stone. And at first I'm like, all right. You know, the first one had Snoop on the cover. So I'm like, yeah. It's lame, dude. I opened it up. It's fucking lame. All ads. All bullshit, dude. No, they're good.
They're
all,
not as good.
No, it's not. Doesn't even have the same vibe. I canceled
that shit.
It's weird
that they cover everything besides, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, artists now.
Yeah, it's like, everything
you
else.
Always be geared towards,
shows,
like,
and venues and shit, but not the fucking, like and the artists now, that they are putting on there are some fucking... Besides Snoop,
ain't
like
no
a
Rolling
bunch
Stones.
Of bullshit. Yeah, it ain't no fucking big bands. You know, I don't know. Music's different these days, man.
Yeah, it is.
The Oregon experiment was unique in America. Not really, because drugs never, there wasn't a drug war before, so it wasn't that unique. It's unique now, where any day, any given day in Oregon, and then, you know what? Some people say Oregon. Some people say Oregon, but I don't really give a fuck. And 350,000 people. Roughly the equivalent of the population of Cleveland, Ohio, are locked up on drug offenses.
Damn.
So, drug possession arrests occur every 23 seconds.
It's busy.
Damn. Yeah, keeps the criminal justice system busy, keeps the judges busy, keeps the DA busy, keeps the everything really busy and funded, you know what I mean? Get that federal funding, you know what I'm saying?
Best job to get, cop in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, we're working overtime.
You know I'm getting 80 hours.
Let me ask you this, since it's, like, decriminalized, can cops sell that shit, too? While they're, like, arresting people? Hey, I got this dime bag. You want to
Dude, this motherfucker's so high right now, and I caught his ass with this shit out here in public. He doesn't know what I'm doing right now. I'm Officer McManus. Let me crack you over the fucking head real quick, and you lay there while I take this fucking bag of shit from myself.
Damn.
I mean, you never know. There's probably some fucking cop. Yeah, I'm going to go sell this to Louie and his kids.
Oh, there's that. There's that correction officer in Michigan that got busted.
I heard about that.
I'm like, fuck.
Jesus. Yeah, I don't know, man. And it's bad over there. It's like Walking Dead towns.
Like Tim said, they did it wrong, man. I think they wanted it to fail so they could say, look it. We tried it. This shit don't work. We got to go back to arresting these fuckers.
Yep, we got to go back to.
Yep. Go on, Tim.
Make them not want to do it no more. How do you do that? How do you make them not think twice about, before I shoot this shit up or whatever I'm doing, let me look both ways to see if there's anybody around. You know, maybe I should go to my own little lair out of the way of view of innocent
humans.
Man,
it's fine to do it, man. Everybody needs to unwind from real life, you know?
But
real life is fucking...
I can never get into shit like that. I don't get it, man. People got to go. I can smoke the trees.
Everybody
all
has
day
their vices, man. Some alcohol, some weed, some heroin, some whatever, man.
I can't get down with those.
No, you can't.
The weed, but not no heroin, man.
Maybe they
no
don't.
No coke, no nothing like that. I don't want to fuck nothing like that.
What's funny, man, because there's a doctor's, a PhD, Carl Hart. He's a prestigious, you know, professor, and he experiments with drugs, and we've covered him on the show. He's been on Joe Rogan.
Yep.
He does heroin. He does cocaine.
Every day.
He does ecstasy. He does stuff in a controlled manner in moderation and doesn't overdo it. So his body, he understands the biochemistry of everything. So he has an advantage, but he knows how long it's going to stay in his system, how it affects him and stuff like that. And he actually promotes it. But, you know, not everybody can do that. And I think the addicts on over there in Oregon, obviously, like Portland and places in Oregon where it rains every day, Seattle, like, it's going to be, like, gloomy.
I keep thinking Seattle's in Oregon. It's in Washington.
Oh, yeah, it's in Washington.
I said the same shit. I'm like, Seattle.
No, but see, but in that area of the country, it just rains all the time, and they're depressed. Yeah. So why don't you bring in some sunlight instead of bringing in some fentanyl?
Everything's brown over there. Brown trees, brown leaves.
Brown.
You know what I mean? Mud, cliffs.
So it was called Measure 110, and it's they're voting to change it now, but the problem they had with it was when they arrested you for drug possession, you didn't go to jail, but you had an option to get treatment or $100 fine, and people were just paying the $100 fine. They weren't going to get treatment. But there is some answers. There is some things that, that people are trying to do. And one of those things is the Cato Institute just released a Reason Foundation. There's a foundation called the Reason Foundation. They're trying to change drug policy in the United States. And they actually come out with a handbook for ending the war on drugs. And this is recent. Recent is last year. So this is something new that people are trying to do. And I think it's great because it gives you a guideline. So I downloaded this and you can check it out. If you go to the Cato Institute website and there's a handbook called, it's called /New Handbook Ending the Drug War. You can check it out too. And we're not going to go over the whole thing right now, but it's interesting when you look at this, how they lay it out. And this is law enforcement action partnership. A lot of people don't understand. There is a ton of law enforcement people that were in the drug war for many, many years. They're against it now. They know that they didn't make a difference, and they're trying to change that. We challenge to have anybody on this show to debate us on how the drug war is good, and we couldn't get anybody for 2 years. For 2 years, we begged to get somebody on this. Nobody will debate us on it because it's not a debate. Anybody with common sense knows the drug war is a failure. It's a success if you want to control the population, but it's a failure against the people. So
I mean, it's a success in so many ways.
Man, where do you draw the line? We're talking about they have the option to pay a fine or to get help. And the person, the individual chooses to pay a fine and not get help and continue down that path. Where do you draw that line and say, you know what, motherfucker?
You paid fucking $10,000 this year in tickets.
No, you're fucked up.
No, they just wouldn't even pay the $100.
Right.
They just don't go to
on those people. They need to be put into the help. You shouldn't have that. I'm sorry, if you're gonna make a program, you gotta make it work.
It's hard to help people that won't help themselves.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the moral issue. That's the moral issue that happens. Looking at this this handbook, though, they go back into the history. So there's a forward, and I'll just read some of it. Much conversation and work has been done to detail why we should legalize drugs, but not enough effort has been done to show people how we can successfully legalize drugs in the current legal regime. So they actually have this adopted, you know, they put a very thoughtful plan together, which realizes there's a balance between what we have now and where we need to go and how you need to approach it. You can't just say, oh shit, all drugs are legal, let's do it, and have free willy-nilly and be like, oh, you can go get treatment or not. If you look at this table of contents, look at this. They got the history of the war on drugs. So they go back into the history of, you know, America and the drug use in America. There used to be children's cough drops with cocaine in it. Coca-Cola used to have cocaine in it. Heroin was something you took when you had extreme pain. Morphine, people used it for that.
Oscar Mayer used to have real dick in it. What's the point of this book?
So they talk about the recreational use, taking drugs off schedule, which started to happen, the sensible retail markets. Then they look at therapy for drug dependence. So I think we don't have enough therapy for drug dependence. The role of law enforcement in policing it, protections from civil and criminal liberty liability, which we don't have any of that. Packaging, labeling, dosage of drugs and drug products. So that means testing. I mean, if things were allowed to get tested, you would immediately cut the overdoses down by 70% because most of it is tainted cocaine and fentanyl or cocaine and heroin that people are using. That's the reason they're ODing. They're not ODing because they're
taking my shit.
But they're showing how they would tax it, which I'm not a fan of that, actually. International trade, medical administration, ethics and ethos. They go through this whole thing. So it's pretty interesting. I like that somebody's doing fucking something.
Right.
I love that fact. But yeah, there's people out there. It's going to change eventually, people, because it's going to crash and burn. It's like the stock market. It's gonna go down, you know, and that's what's going to happen here. This war on drugs, eventually we're going to run out of money or run out of people or run out of time, and something's going to change. It has to change. To get ahead of it would be brave, and that just nobody's making the move to, you know, to be brave enough to get ahead of it. You
think
know?
About it, man. If they end the drug war, how many jobs is the government going to lose, man? They don't want that shit. You know how many jobs depend on the drug war?
A lot. Fuck. A lot. Millions.
Yeah. Why would you want to get yourself fired, man?
That's been the conundrum.
The mystery of life.
Life's mysteries.
So let's go on to the next one. This is crazy. Wait till you guys get to, I can't wait to get to this. This is on Drug Watch. I'm going to start going to this website more. Drugwatch.com. You can check out some crazy shit on here, man. This one's going to come from left field. So we're going to talk about Bayer. Bayer is a global pharmaceutical company known for making aspirin. The company started more than 150 years ago and is now the largest, one of the largest corporations in the world, you know, doing $50 billion a year in revenue. Yeah. So
old
they're
school.
Big.
Bayer.
German-based company, by the way, and that really? Plays a role into what I'm about to say. They're well known for aspirin, of course, Miralax, Claritin, Alka-Seltzer, Midol, and Aleve. So they do a lot of over-the-counter drugs, okay?
I like Aleve.
All right, so the history is kind of weird. Frederick Bayer.
Midol was your shit.
Midol is good. Here's something. Bayer promoted heroin use in children for colds and coughs up until 1912.
I mean, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, 100 years ago.
Just like when Coke was in Coke, you know.
After World War II, the Allies dissolved IG Farben into 12 new companies. That's what it started out as, IG Bayer. And Bayer reemerged in 1951 as Farben Fabriken Bayer AG. And Bayer remained under control of the Allies through the 50s and 70s. So there's some Nazi connections here, believe it or not, because they are a German company. So they have extensive ties to the Third Reich using experimental chemicals in their Auschwitz concentration camp documents. A matter of fact, there were some Holocaust survivors that actually sued Bayer successfully and won $5 billion.
And they're not canceled yet? What the fuck?
No, dude. Pharmaceutical companies do not get canceled.
I see that.
Yeah. So Miriam Kaur and her twin sister, Miriam actually died, but Eva Moses Kaur in 1999 lawsuit suggested Bayer was involved.
I'm sorry. I wasn't laughing at what you were saying, dude.
Right.
Dave made me laugh.
No, dude. He looks at me like this. He's like,
he's Jewish. Yeah, German Jew.
So
he's German. I always thought he was Jewish. It's weird.
The lawsuit documents suggested Bayer was involved in human experimentation, dude. The lawsuit accused Bayer of paying Nazi officials for access to prisoners to test its drugs on them.
Damn. That's brutal and bullshit, man. That's fucked.
So the two twins actually were one of thousands of twins involved in their experiments. They were 10 years old in 1945 when the Allied forces defeated Germany. So they successfully sued them and they negotiated a $5 billion fund between the United States and Germany. So
man, what kind of person does tests on a child like that? Fuck, dude. That's crazy, man.
The argument could be it's not ran by the same people now. It's a whole different company. But, hey, man, that's where you made your bread and butter in the fucking 40s and 50s.
Yeah,
so
you made your bones in the 40s.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, everybody else blames the past on everything. So people should be like, hey, Bayer, you little fuckers.
It's funny how history repeats itself.
Crazy history to learn. I did not realize this.
That's just scratching the surface.
I use their products.
Oh, yeah.
I have a leave.
So some of Bayer's more their products and devices have had some adverse reactions. And Yaz, so more than 10,000 women filed Yaz lawsuits again, and that's Yasmin against Bayer. The company settled more than 8,000 cases for $1.7 billion in 2018. Yaz is a hormonal birth control that they had. So there was side effects to that. Mirna lawsuits, there was 520 of them in 2018. They failed to warn the device that the device may move in their body. So it must have been a device that you put in. Assure, they settled lawsuits for $1.6 billion. Xarelto, 22,000 cases against them in Louisiana for that. That is a blood thinner. Avalox and Cipro, 780 lawsuits over that. Yeah, recalls. They had several drug recalls over the years. They recalled heroin. They used to sell that in 1924. Baycol, Transilol. So there was a huge scandal here. This is the one. This is the mind blower. I mean, you thought the Holocaust experiments were bad. Cutter Biological, a division of Bayer, sold millions of dollars of HIV-tainted blood-clotting medicines to hemophiliacs in the 1980s. Internal documents allege the company made its medicine Factor VIII from blood of prisoners, intravenous drug users, and high-risk gay men. The medicine infected thousands of U.S. and abroad with HIV and hepatitis C, and many people died.
The fuck?
So they actually took blood from prisoners and drug users, made it into a medicine, and sold it to people and got them infected with HIV and hepatitis C.
Dude, that don't make...
That's fucked, man.
How can that be?
Bayer didn't admit any wrongdoing, and it set up a $600 million fund with three other companies to settle the lawsuits.
I mean, what does that tell you? You're going to lose in court, so you're like, fuck, I'm just going to set this up and make everybody
man.
Happy.
So, drop the bomb on Bear.
Fuck Bear.
AIDS. HIV tainted.
That yeah, they infected millions of people with HIV. They infected people with HIV and hepatitis C, knowing they took blood from intravenous drug users and high-risk gay men and prisoners who are probably high-risk gay men.
Yeah.
Is that fucking crazy? To make a dollar? To make a fucking dollar? Still one of the most powerful corporations in the world.
Insane.
In fucking sane.
I gotta figure out a different brand or something.
Yeah, I mean, ethically, shit. I mean, people have ethics.
I do have
You know what I mean? Ethically, how can you support a company that went through history doing terrible experiments to people? It's been documented. We ain't making this shit up. This is documented, settled proof. This is the way it is, you know? So I think there's only one way to end this episode, since we dropped some absolute bombs on people. There's absolutely only one way. And this is going to lighten it up a little bit, because that was intense. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go through top 10 fetishes. Fetishes are addictive. That's people's preference.
Oh, boy. My favorite subject.
Actually, we're going to go with the top 5 fetishes. Okay? We're only going to do the top 5 here. So we're going to start out at number 5. And number 5 is impact play.
And
that
what
just sounds painful, man.
Is that?
I don't know what impact play is, but we're going to read it right now. Impact play is the broad name for sex that involves use of hands, paddles, whips, flogs, and crops of the partner's meatiest or nerve-dense parts.
Jesus.
So your balls.
Under your flaps of your arms.
Yeah.
Sensitive skin points.
Damn.
Spanking. scratching, sniping so like with a BB gun, bare ass naked.
The videos bedroom. With that dude getting hit in the fucking balls. Oh, with the baseball
my
bat.
God.
That was fucking, what was the name of it again?
I forgot, but that I've
is
seen
that,
that.
Is that that Gucci Berry guy?
Bang.
That
big bang.
Yeah.
You could hear it ding.
Yeah.
Ding.
That big Gucci
dink.
Berry. He gets kicked in. You pay him money to kick him in the
no,
balls.
No, this dude, like. Baseball bat, raw ball juice.
Yeah, just a mini bam. Ball bat, a yep. steel one.
Beating
one of
the
little
fuck
18 inches, just a bickety backety boopity bow. You know, like keeping the beat.
Bickety backety boopity bow.
Fucking, that's stupid, man. I can't get into abuse. I know somebody that likes
I just
that
don't want
shit,
my balls
man,
getting beat.
None
man.
Of that shit.
Number four is body fetishes.
Like what?
Well, bodies? It would be like, you know, fetishes with body parts such
oh,
as
like
the feet, the body,
like feet.
You know, people that like obese people, piercings, tattoos,
nostrils.
Some of the most common fetishes with the body are body fluid and body size. So
body okay. fluid.
Mm-hmm. That's body fetishes.
Like
that's number four.
Glass bottom mm-hmm. boats and fucking golden showers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Mm-hmm.
4 pound pussy lips. Yubba dub.
So number three is sadism. Is sadism,
which is
10 million annual searches on Google. Sadism is the most popular kink around the world. If you don't know what sadism is, it's inflicting pain and suffering.
Wow,
is basically sadism.
So we got 10 million.
Searches annually on Google.
People like this shit.
They like pain. Maybe they turn their addiction from drugs to pain.
Hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm going to choose drugs.
So we're going to go number two. The number two fetish is role play. I think we know what role play is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
you're
pretending
an elf.
To be
Coco
some
and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, pretending to be this financial rich advisor in a Bentley. Milky skin.
So she's doing the number one fetish to you right now, dude.
I know, right?
Or he. It might be
that.
It
could be
some
a computer
dude fucking just beating his fucking meat.
Could be
just
like
looking at your picture you sent him.
God damn.
Phone all sticky and shit.
I know, man.
That's why he can't text say, you back right now.
Yeah, why aren't you hitting me back? Every time you're like, how come you never answer a call or answer a phone?
Usually this
and now I'm like,
bedtime in China. And
yeah, I'm like, how come you're not up now? Wake up, beautiful one. The moon was definitely round last night. How is this morning for you? Rise to the occasion. Okay, maybe I'll hear from you later, my little whatever you are. Little catch you in the alley. Thump you one, you motherfucker.
Thump. Do sadism on him.
Yeah.
One
of my favorite fetishes.
Number one of the top five goes to voyeurism.
Hell yeah.
Voyeurism is yeah. when the fetish where you got sexual gratification by watching other people engage in sex.
Damn, Mike.
Damn, Dave.
Why are you watching me, man?
Dave always loves to watch people.
Damn, who quit watching me?
Damn, man. Dave's like, man, I saw this the other night, man. I was looking through this window.
It kind of makes you wonder why Tim has fucking four cameras.
Yeah, he's got cameras everywhere, man.
He's voyeurism.
He's got a camera in the toilet looking up at your asshole.
One in the fucking drain.
Welcome.
Welcome. Have a seat.
Welcome to my voyeurism. Set up.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get
so
off on that.
So I guess it would make sense because of how popular porn is.
Right.
You know, people watch other people have sex all the
that's
fucking time.
What
porn
that
is like the most popular fucking search thing. You know, it might be one of the most popular subjects on the internet, period. Man, just imagine
it. Like, would we sit here right now and just have two paid randos come in and just start blapping on the floor right there? We're just going to chill, the three of us, like grown ass men, and be like, yeah, man, all right. What do you think about next week, bro? Have some lunch over at the Bavarian? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, No one does that.
8 pound lips over there.
There's all kinds of people that do it. It's the number one fetish, dude. There's a lot. I mean, You got to get in.
I guess we're not in the game, Mike.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm opposed to all the shit. I'm just saying it's not something we normally do on a daily basis. We should start. Y'all should become
hard pass.
I know. I can't watch.
Coco might
smell.
Be down for it. He might be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch me do this.
He might be. Might be kicked in the ribs with size 11 and a half Jordans multiple times.
Damn. Multiple times, baby.
Baby.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Coco's
everybody.
Day. Coco and Mike's Day. Celebrate the love.
We're going to get down
to
the bottom
of
this. We're going to get down to the bottom of this thing once and for all. Solve the mystery.
It's a slow burn.
I mean, I'm hoping it's real, man. I'm hoping Coco is like your fucking soulmate and shit.
Yeah.
You come
either
over
way,
to the next show driving
a fucking
on
the
Bentley
show.
And shit.
Somebody's getting the hammer either way.
Yeah. Hammer Yo, that shit.
Thank you for tuning in to the DA. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Like, subscribe.
Yes.
Spread the word.
Share.
Appreciate all
share
the support,
like
everybody.
Did.
Thank you.